Hey guys, welcome to the Kevin and Fred Show. My name is Kevin Kaufman. I'm your host, and I just want to say thank you for taking some time out to listen with us this week. Do me a favor, if you don't mind, before we get to today's guest, head on over to ratethispodcast.com. That is ratethispodcast.com/NLA. That stands for Next Level Agents. ratethispodcast.com/NLA and leave us a review, or just go to any podcast player that you prefer and look us up, the Kevin and Fred Show, and please leave us a review. That is the best way to support our efforts here in the show. All right, let's get to today's episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Kevin and Fred Show. I'm Kevin Kaufman. Thanks for joining me. If I sound weird, sorry. Man, I felt like I got run over by a truck. I have been sick, and today is basically my first day out of bed in about a week. And so I'm actually bringing something to you today. This is not the originally scheduled podcast, not what I had intended anyways. Fred and I have a topic that we have been wanting to share with you that we had planned to record on three separate occasions over the course of this week. And the reality is just been home sick and haven't been able to do it. So that said, I'm out of bed and I'm at work today for the first time in a while. Earlier I was on a Zoom and something was shared with us, and I want to share it with you. I just thought it was so profound. Hopefully you get a lot out of this. I know I did. I'm not the author. There's a gentleman by the name of Shane Parrish who has a blog called Farnham Street. We'll link to it in the show notes. Basically, that'll be probably the entirety of the show notes. I'm going to just read this to you because it was so profound. Or at least it was for me, and I hope it is for you. And I think it's especially timely with where we're at here market-wise in 2023. So, all right, there's a blog. Again, the title of the blog is called Farnham Street, and this particular entry is called The Difference Between Amateurs and Professionals. And it goes like this. Why is it that some seem to be hugely successful and do so much while the vast majority of us struggle to tread water? The answer is complicated and likely multifaceted. One aspect is mindset, specifically the difference between amateurs and professionals. Most of us are just amateurs. What's the difference? Actually, there are many differences. Amateurs stop when they achieve something. Professionals understand that the initial achievement is just the beginning. Amateurs have a goal. Professionals have a process. Amateurs think they're good at everything. Professionals understand their circles of competence. Amateurs see feedback and coaching as someone criticizing them as a person. Professionals know that they have weak spots and they seek out thoughtful criticism. Amateurs value isolated performance. Think about how the receiver catches the ball once on a difficult throw. Professionals value consistency. Can I catch the ball in that same situation 9 out of 10 times? Amateurs give up at the first sign of trouble and assume that they're failures. Professionals see failure as part of the path to growth and mastery. Amateurs don't have any idea what improves the odds of achieving good outcomes. Professionals do. Amateurs show up to practice to have fun. Professionals realize that what happens in practice happens in games. Amateurs focus on identifying their weaknesses and improving them. Professionals focus on their strengths and on finding people who are strong where they are weak. Amateurs react, professionals prepare. Amateurs think knowledge is power. Professionals pass on wisdom and advice. Amateurs focus on being right. Professionals focus on getting the best outcome. Amateurs focus on first level thinking. Professionals focus on second order thinking. Amateurs think good outcomes are the result of their brilliance. Professionals understand when good outcomes are the result of luck. Amateurs focus on the short term. Professionals focus on the long term. Amateurs focus on tearing other people down. Professionals focus on making everyone better. Amateurs make decisions in committee, so there is no one person responsible if things go wrong. Professionals make decisions as individuals and accept responsibility. Amateurs blame others. Professionals accept responsibility. Amateurs show up inconsistently. Professionals show up every day. Amateurs go faster. Professionals go further. Amateurs go with the first idea that comes into their head. Professionals realize the first idea is rarely the best idea. Amateurs think in ways that can't be validated. Professionals don't. Amateurs think in absolutes. Professionals think in probabilities. Amateurs think the probability of them having the best idea is high. Professionals know the probability of that is low. Amateurs think reality is what they want to see. Professionals know reality is what's true. Amateurs think disagreements are threats. Professionals see them as opportunities to learn. There's a host of other differences, but they can be effectively be boiled down to mindset. Amateurs believe that the world should work the way they want it to. Professionals realize that they have to work with the world as they find it. Luck aside, which approach do you think is going to yield the best results? A little bonus food for thought here. In what circumstances do you find yourself behaving like an amateur instead of a professional? What's holding you back? Are you hanging around people who are amateurs when you should be hanging around professionals? All right, guys, that's it for this week. Again, please excuse the raspy voice. We'll be back next week with regularly scheduled programming on The Kevin and Fred Show. See you then.
Did you enjoy today's podcast? Join the Kevin and Fred community, part of eXp Realty, and partner with us today. You'll get free access to live trainings 2 or more times a month, live events and in-person masterminds, digital downloads to help you run and scale your business, and much, much more. To learn more and join our community, visit kevinandfred.com/contact and contact us today. Not ready to join our community? No problem. Continue enjoying all this great content on our podcast for free.